Looking for a job? Whether you're interested in being on the land, doing office work, or entering political life, there's probably a job for you in your modern treaty organization. In the past, there were often few jobs in Indigenous communities, and many people had to leave home for work. Today, modern treaty organizations and the businesses they control or partner with are creating long-term jobs that pay well.
The opportunity that's there, for example, from when the agreements first came into effect to today, and the success rate and the growth of those that are graduating from high school, the Indigenous youth, it's a huge shift.
Implementing a self-government agreement just increases the opportunities that Indigenous youth have to work in their own communities in some field of expertise. If you want to be the person who designs a school curriculum, you'll be able to do that in your community instead of having to live in Yellowknife or Whitehorse or some other capital city of a province or territory to do that at the territorial level once you have a self-government agreement implemented. There's also going to be changes and increase in the amount of work and the expertise needed in areas like financial management, information technology, and just generally data control and records keeping. There's also going to be more skill and people needed for things like managing programs and managing a government. You're going to need people to run your whole government, but you're going to need people to run the different departments. You might have a housing department, an education department, health and social services department. You're going to need people with the ability to manage that whole bureaucracy. And then you're going to need people with skills in those specific program areas so that you can design and deliver those programs effectively.
Are you interested in working with your hands? Consider a career in construction or mine work. Do you like science and being on the land? Every modern treaty needs people in land, water, and renewable resource jobs.
You could be working also with a particular environmental consulting company. You could be cleaning up contaminated sites. You could be working for a mining company, ensuring that sites aren't contaminated.
Do you like computers? Every modern treaty organization employs people to manage their computer networks and manage their data. Are you a numbers person? Consider a job in the finance department.
You could make application for job opportunities within our community. Many of the job opportunities that our First Nations put out there will look at developing mentorship programs for young people to be streamed, maybe in fish and wildlife, maybe it's environmental management, maybe it's fiscal management, whatever the case, their interest may be. We do have those type of needs within all of our First Nations, and we do want to help people be streamed and deliberately set on a path to achieve their own goals, but also meet the goals of the community.
Interested in starting your own business? Look around you. What is needed in your community or region? Your modern treaty development corporation can help you put together a business plan and get going. Are you a natural leader passionate about the future of your people? Maybe a career in politics or implementation of your modern treaty is the right fit for you.
I think when you do and dive into implementation, and if that is a career path that you go down, I think you will, the benefits of the way you feel about helping your nation and being part of being in the trenches and making sure that the agreements are being followed, it's a feeling that I can't even explain. Like, just knowing that you play an important role, just as important as the ones who signed the agreement 20 years ago, or the ones who were fighting for the negotiations. If you're working in implementation, you're just as important as them back in the day. And it's just a feeling of empowerment. And I think empowerment is better than the traveling and better than the financials. It's just, it's the way, it upholds you. You uphold yourself and you just know that you're doing right.
There is a lot of work in this area. It's one that you can really sort of customize to your own sort of interests. And I think that it has an impact, and it makes a difference for your citizens. So if you really feel, you know, you really want to feel like you're contributing, that you're making a difference to you, to your community, like, it's definitely been an career that I've I have felt that, like I understand that, you know, there is an impact and there is a result.
Whatever you decide to do, there is support available.
Really, the cool thing about sort of being in this, working for your own First Nation or sort of thing, is chances are, if you show a little bit of interest and a little bit of aptitude, your First Nation is going to throw their full support behind you, and they're going to they'll help you get to where you want to go, and they really have a lot of faith in their young people, and that's sort of what happened to me. My First Nation took a chance on me; they saw a little bit of potential, and they put their faith in me.
Tune in to the next episode to start discovering the right modern treaty career for you.